Good morning and welcome to another edition of Talk of the Town on Buckeye Country 94.3 in Western Licking County. Looks like another wet day is coming our way and showers and storms possible into the nighttime and through the day tomorrow. So the trade-off, I guess, is that at least it's warm. So we've got that going for us right now, middle 40s across Licking County. Very, very happy to welcome our guests today from the Lookup Center. It's Sheila Klesich and Kirsten Santos. And ladies, I got to ask right off the bat, when you talk about this weather, there's people that are like doom and gloom because it's always raining. And then there's other people that's like, hey, at least it's warm. We don't have that foot of snow on the ground. Sheila, I'll start. Where do you land on that? Are you okay with it being warm but wet? Or would you prefer it to be snowy still?
Well, I definitely prefer warm but wet.
Okay.
Kirsten?
Same thing.
Is that right?
I am over this snow at this point. Normally, I'm really happy with the snow, but I have a love-hate relationship with the snow right now.
Okay.
Yeah.
So you guys are more glass half full than glass half empty kind of.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I think so, yes.
Well, that's probably good.
Except yesterday. Yesterday I was half empty.
What was
today I'm half full.
Well, what was different about yesterday as opposed to today?
I think I just had a bad hair day and it just affects your whole day.
It does affect your whole mood.
Really?
Yeah. It does.
It's radio, but I think you both look fabulous today.
Thanks.
So down, up. Is up a normal thing for you, Kirsten?
It has become a normal thing for me, yes.
Is it because it's quick or because you get more positive feedback with the hair up?
Both.
Is that right?
Yeah,
both.
She's queen of the messy bun. She pulls it off well.
I am queen of the messy bun,
Is that a thing? Is that like a stylist?
It is a style.
Stanction
messy
thing?
Messy bun is a style. It's not an accident.
The messy
you
bun.
You plan a messy bun and it's beautiful.
Okay, so I don't see messy. So what makes it messy?
It's not, you got pieces coming out everywhere.
Okay.
Yeah.
But you do that on purpose.
I do that on purpose. 100% on purpose. Yeah.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Otherwise, I'd probably look like a ballerina if it was all tight and up high like that. So that's not the look I'm going for.
And then you have to walk around on your toes all day, right? And that's just way too tiring.
Yeah, exactly.
Now, speaking of tiring, I was looking at your Facebook page and your website at the Lookup Center, and my gosh, do you do a lot of stuff.
We do.
Just walk through, I can spend a lot of time going horizontally or vertically or whatever, but I'm just gonna walk through a couple of things that I saw. The Glory Rising Preschool. Now, what I know about little kids, because I had one once, is just one is enough. How many kids are there at the preschool?
Well, we have two sessions, and so we have six and six in each session.
Okay.
That way they get kind of more hands-on experience, you know, with the teachers. Stephanie Hartman heads that. She's our director. And then the rest of the helpers are all volunteers that work with the children. And also we host LifeWise as well. So Mondays where we have the LifeWise kids from Carson Elementary that come. Mm-hmm. And then on Tuesday through Thursday, we have the littles that come.
The littles?
Yes.
So the littles are what age?
They're like 3 to 6 probably before they go to kindergarten.
I mean, super fun.
Yes.
But a little like herding cats sometimes because there's not like one mindset. Everybody's kind of maybe messy bun over here and G.I.
Right.
Joe over there and sitting quiet here and all that. They kind of all do their own thing.
Yesterday, they threw paper wads at a great big tall Goliath and pretended they were David. So she had them wad up papers and they tried to hit Goliath in the head. And that was super fun.
Oh,
like
my
they
gosh.
Really enjoyed
that
it.
That sounds
so
like something I want to do.
They learn Bible stories.
Yeah.
You know, they learn about the Bible and they learn ABCs as well.
Nice, nice. And so when you say two sessions, is that like 7 to 9, 9 to 11, or how's that work?
Yeah, I think it's 8 to 10:30. I don't really know, Kirsten.
Okay.
What is the time?
But I mean, it's different times of the day.
Yeah, it's different times of the day. Not sure of the exact time.
And is there room to grow, or is 6 about kind of the sweet spot?
Well, I think we could probably do about 15 in a day at some point.
Nice.
But we do try to keep it small.
Yeah.
We just have one room, but we do have a nice, a beautiful playground, and we have the whole gym, and that's kind of where they threw the, you know, the paper wads yesterday. So, but, you know, our goal isn't really to grow to be huge. It's more just to give a lot of quality care and instruction to the little ones.
And does that follow pretty much the school year?
Yes. Okay. In the summer, we do not have our daycare.
Okay.
We have activity days on Wednesdays, and that's for all ages of children.
Nice.
And then parents can bring their children in for 2 hours. They do fun things depending on the weather.
Okay, sounds good. So then there's the Opportunity Store, which I'm just reading through some of the reviews. People really seem to like the Opportunity Store.
Yes, because our prices are very low.
Okay.
I mean, that's what we're, that is our mission. Our mission really isn't to make money, although it does help offset our utility bills. But in general, we are trying to provide items for people who cannot afford possibly to even shop at a Goodwill, mm-hmm. because Goodwills can be kind of expensive. They have their own mission. We have ours. Mm-hmm. Ours is to provide low cost. And we have a furniture store as well.
Mm-hmm.
For instance, at our furniture store, you can probably get a couch for $40. That might be the highest we ever charge for a sofa, unless it would like be a sectional. But they really, truly are low prices, like a whole bag of clothing for $5, mm-hmm. as much as you can stuff in a bag.
Kirsten, and stuff it in, I'm sure.
They do. And that's, we want them to. And we're like, stuff the clothes in there, you know. And then we help the community with our clothing, too. Like, you know, like we just had the end of season. So we donated a lot of those, what was left over from the winter clothing.
Right,
we
right,
do
right.
a lot of donations mm-hmm. to the churches downtown. Mm-hmm. And, you know, so it isn't even just about selling all. We're just trying to really meet the needs of the community.
Yeah, that seems to be pretty well reserved. Now, one thing that I feel like is kind of, you know, those two things kind of sound like, hey, service-oriented, really good. You also have a dental clinic. The dental clinic.
Yes, okay. We do. Our dental clinic mostly functions around 2 to 3 urgent dental clinics per month. Susan Steinman heads that up. She's fantastic. She's been doing that. It's been around, what, 14?
Yeah.
14 years or so?
Yeah.
15. We have done over $1 million in donated dental care for people that don't have insurance, that they get their verification for their income through Pathways. They handle all that part. They do the scheduling and all of that. And it's a great way for people to get in the door to get what they need, but also they're exposed to the resources that we have there at the same time.
Yeah.
Sometimes people come in and they don't know what else we do, and so we're able to talk to them about the other things that we offer, and they're like, I didn't know you had a store, I didn't know you had a skilled trades program, or I didn't know you had a daycare. And
yeah.
So it's really multifaceted when we have people walk in the door. Well,
down
a clinic is fantastic.
You're putting your money where your mouth is. I mean, you're talking about making people smile.
Literally.
Right.
Literally making people smile. Because
yes.
that's one of those, that's like a gateway to the soul almost.
Yeah.
If you're embarrassed about your smile, you kind of close down.
Or you're in pain.
Yeah. But I mean, you don't, if you're not smiling, you're not projecting, people view you differently. If you feel good about your dental health and now all of a sudden you're smiling, man, the world really opens up to you.
Yeah.
So that is a beautiful thing. And you mentioned the skilled trades deal. I'm so impressed with that because skilled trades are really a big thing right now.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, there's a lot of desire, a lot of people that are kind of gravitating that way. So walk me through that program.
So the skilled trades program, it's 15 weeks. We have 2 sessions per year. The first one starts in January. The second starts in August. They get NCCR certification through that. They get a forklift license. They're exposed to training in plumbing and electric. And it's a great way for people that want to switch to a different career path, if that's what they feel like they want to do. And it's a great opportunity for people to actually get partnered with different construction companies in the area. They are interviewed at the end of the class, so they get interview exposure, for lack of a better word. And they're also, we have people that come in and do called faith partners. They come in and they talk about the Lord. They talk about their journey, and they're able to give some instruction that way. It's a very one-on-one class. I think this class has 15 students.
It's our largest
class so far. Yeah, it's wonderful. They get lunch on Mondays. We have the Fuse Network that comes in and feeds them lunch on Mondays. We have a lot of people that put their soul and their heart into this program. Beth Bronker heads it up, and she's fantastic. So it's a great program. It really is. It's $500 for that 15 weeks, and some people work that off with community service. Sometimes they get sponsorships, churches.
We don't turn anyone away.
We do not turn anyone away.
For financial reasons.
Yep.
We will find a way for you to take the class.
Yeah.
So if you need a career change, it's a great, you know, we work with 21 different local companies that help with job placement. In our last class, we graduated 11, and all 11 were accepted into the electric union.
That's
and
awesome.
We're very excited about
that. Yeah, I mean,
that.
Placement rate is phenomenal. I mean,
yes.
that's one of those things, you know, if anybody's ever looked at schools with their kids or, you know, technical schools or whatever, that's, as a parent, that's one of those things you're like, hey, how's your placement? Whatever this program my child's going to study, How do kids fare once they graduate? So 100% is a pretty good number.
Kids can get exposed to it too, because we offer it up to juniors and seniors as well, and they can start on that even while they're finishing up their school.
And they receive credits.
Yeah.
Through Newark High and I think Lakewood. So that is an alternative, like if they don't go to CTEC or something like that, mm-hmm. and maybe just want to learn something while they're in high school, the school system will allow them to do that.
That's phenomenal. So you think back, I mean, the Lookup Center got planted, I think, in 04. Is that mm-hmm. right? Mm-hmm. So 22 years, like, do you think the founders, when they kind of came up with this idea and said, hey, let's do something in Newark and let's do something for the community, do you think 22 years ago they would have imagined all the things that the Lookup Center is doing for the community?
I think Scott Hayes has a huge imagination. So, and he is still out in the community doing his thing. Scott and Bernice founded that. So I think he did have a big vision. Mm. I'm not sure he knew what it was exactly, but it was to reach people in the community mm-hmm. and to spread the love of Jesus and the gospel. Mm-hmm. So no matter how that looks, that's what we do. Yeah. And we've done it with so many various and different programs. So I know Scott and Bernice are very proud of that. Mm. They support us still, although Scott has his own jail ministry and, you know, his other things that he does now. But I think that we are fulfilling his vision. Yes.
That's cool. That's cool. And that's the thing, you know, when you look at these kind of things, you know, there are seed planters, there are nurturers, there are people that bring it to fruition yes. and all that kind of stuff. So how important that was back in the day mm-hmm. to just Absolutely. Get the ball rolling, but then to see it grow, see it continue to grow. I mean, yes. you said your biggest class ever, you know, you've got room for more kids at the preschool and all those things.
Right.
So you just keep finding ways to get that done.
Right.
That's beautiful. Absolutely beautiful. Going to take a quick break. We've got plenty more ground to cover, including a big, heavy calendar of events for the Lookup Center. And some really cool stuff is coming. So we're back with more on Buckeye Country 94.3 in Western Licking County.
Hey there, folks. Dave Doney here.
And Joel Riley.
We're your hosts for Talk of the Town, your go-to podcast for everything happening in our local community.
That's right, Dave. We dish out the latest on events, interview local leaders, and we sprinkle in a little fun.
More than a little fun. So whether you're a longtime resident or just passing through, join us every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday for a good time and the inside scoop on all things local.
Yeah, don't miss out. Hit that subscribe button now and never miss an episode on your favorite podcast platform.
Or visit our website at WNKO.com to stay in the loop. And if there's a guest, event, or topic you think we should be talking about, send us an email to news@WNKO.com.
I love it. Tune in and be a part of the conversation. As promised, back with more Talk of the Town on Buckeye Country 107.7 in Newark and Heath. It is great to be talking the Lookup Center this morning. Sheila and Kirsten are here. Now, I talked about kind of a busy calendar. This is kind of how you roll at the Lookup Center. There's always stuff going on. I see a little later this month there is a free legal clinic coming up. So who's doing that and what's that going to cover?
That is actually being provided by Equus Law Group. Equus Law Group, the executive partner, Chris White, he has offered to come down and provide that legal clinic for us. We are hosting it. That is on March 18th okay. from 5 to 7 p.m. Basically what that is it is open to adults. All you need to bring is your ID, and it will give you the opportunity to come up with a last will and testament and arrangements of that nature.
Okay.
And it's free, and you don't have to make an appointment. You just show up. They're going to be there. There's going to be a notary on site. They're going to take care of all of that for you. He said it's about 15 to 20 minutes of legal counsel in that aspect, and we're very excited to have them on board with us.
That seems like something everybody should consider.
Yes.
And so why not do it at the Lookup Center for
yes.
free?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then you're going to be exposed to other things that we're having at the same time, because we're going to provide you with all kinds of information
same
time.
That's a beautiful, beautiful thing. Now,
yeah.
poking around on your Facebook page, you know, just looking at your calendar, I know you have a mom's group that meets and you've got some regular things in there. But I see, and I got to know, is this a regular thing or is this a new thing? The Cardio Fusion coming Saturday morning.
Cardio Fusion has been going on for a while.
Oh,
it's
okay.
at 11 a.m. on Saturdays. That is by Jackie Van Dorn. She is fantastic.
Mm-hmm.
She has a wholeness group that she has been conducting for a long time. She is someone that is very inspiring, very encouraging. She's someone you just want to be around. She has a light that is just exemplifies off of her personality, and she's an encourager by nature.
Well, that's what you need to be. If you're going to get me up on Saturday morning and you're going to make me sweaty,
yes,
you better be good at it.
Yeah, so that happens on Saturdays at 11 a.m. She takes a break in the summertime, but yeah, come see us 11 a.m. Yeah. with Jackie.
And that's in every week.
It's free.
Do either of you do that?
And when I can get there.
Yeah.
Saturdays are my grandchildren day, so it is hard for me to get down there. So I'm at home, like, using rubber bands to exercise with
Really?
Yeah, I do.
Rubber bands?
You know,
oh, the big ones.
The big ones.
Instead of, like, using weights and all those kind of things. I got you.
I just do one sit-up a day. I sit up in the morning. That's the first half. I lay down at night. That's the other half.
Well, it's done you well.
I think maybe you need to up your commitment.
Probably.
Get out of bed 2 times.
Just a little.
Get out of bed 2 times.
Nap, then you get 2, and that's hilarious. That's hilarious. Now, you've got a community dinner coming up later this month.
We do. So we are hosting a community dinner one day every month. It's the last Thursday. We do it every month except November and December because we are way too busy
In Thanksgiving,
those 2 months.
Sure, yeah.
And it is free for the public. It's open to everyone. We encourage registration, which is on our link, but you do not have to be registered to come. Please show up. Bring your family. It is a nice time. Sometimes we have singing, but basically, you know, it's just a time of fellowship, getting to know your neighbors in the community, and you don't have to cook that night. So it's really nice.
So, I mean, you talk about encouraging registration. I mean, is there a cap as far as the number of people that you can handle?
No, we've never capped it.
No?
Sometimes we have 100 people. Sometimes we have 30. Mm-hmm. And different churches host it. So it's not really, the Lookup Center is not providing the meal.
Okay.
Churches in the community provide the meal and provide the fellowship as well. You know, some churches provide singing, some do Bible verses, you know, and then we have one community, a visitor who actually sings for us when he comes sometimes, and he's actually going to sing in March this year, and I'm so sorry I can't remember his name because I sure would like to say it, but I know his first name is John.
Okay.
And he plays the guitar and sings. And it's really a fun time. The doors open at 5 o'clock. Dinner's from 5:30 to 6:30.
Okay. And so it's literally dinner and a show.
It is. And we're looking for more churches to support it. Okay. We haven't really advertised it a lot yet because we were just going to see how it was going. But you will start seeing that more on our Facebook and more of our outreach.
So how would a church reach out to you and get scheduled
just
for that?
Just give us a call.
Okay.
You know, at the Lookup Center. And we will hook them up because we only have 2 churches doing it now. So we really are in need.
Okay. I got you. So it sounds like a great opportunity.
Yes.
A great opportunity. So when you talk about great opportunities, and I know this is one of your big fundraisers for the year, it's next month, Caring with Quarters. And I feel like if you're doing a fundraiser, maybe you want to go 50-cent piece, maybe a dollar, because
comes
in a little bit quicker. But yeah. Talk to me about Caring with Quarters.
Well, our Caring with Quarters auction is one of our biggest fundraisers. And at the Lookup Center, we don't do very many fundraisers. If we're lucky, we have 2 a year. And we really need some funds, because I'll be honest with you, we need a new parking lot, and we need 2 new roofs on our building. Mm. And, you know, we have some serious maintenance issues. So we're really hoping this will be a great fundraiser to help us with our capital improvements that are so needed. But the quarter auction is one of our big fundraisers. And this year it's going to be at the Reese Center at OSU, because we had it last year at the Lookup and we were very, very crowded. So what we're here to talk about at the quarter auction, though, right now what we're focusing on is donations.
Okay.
We really need donations of baskets. If you would like to provide a basket, it could be a theme or it could be random, we don't care, and gift cards. Or just if you are a craftsman or you have a shop that has specialty items, if you would like to donate. Anyone that donates does get recognition for their business. And that is how we make money on the quarter auction, is by having items that are donated.
Okay.
Of course, we want you to come too. But for the month of March and into the first week of April, we're really heavy into the donations. And any money that we make from the quarter auction, it 100% goes to help the community and to help our building. You know, if anyone knows anything about the Lookup Center, we are very frugal with our money. We don't have, you know, advertise. Everything we do, we try to do for free. And then we provide a lot of free events for the community. So it is really important, this fundraiser for us, and we hope the community will really support us.
I got you. So the nature of a quarter auction, I mean, am I bidding 2 bits, 4 bits, 6
yes.
bits, 8 bits?
The moderator says this is a 1-quarter bid or this is a 2-quarter bid.
Okay.
And so then you put your quarters in. And sometimes, like, if it's a very large item, like last year we had a trip to Cleveland and we had hotel, restaurant, and different things. Oh, and it was also the hockey team tickets.
Okay.
So that was like $1, you know. But in general, the bids are low, quarter, 2 quarters. And then we have some really nice specialty things thrown in there.
Okay.
We had a really successful quarter auction last year, and we had so much fun. If you've never been to one, don't be afraid to come. You don't have to know how to do a quarter auction. I explain it to everyone at the beginning.
So give me just a thumbnail, because I've been to a few auctions in my day, and usually the high bid wins it. If you're only bidding a quarter, so is it more like a raffle? Like if
it
I put
is.
My quarter in,
it's
I got a
raffle.
Chance to win?
You get a numbered paddle.
Okay.
And when you throw your bid in, you hold your paddle up and say it's number 100.
Okay.
So then we have a big drum with all the numbers of the paddles in there. We spin it. We pick one out.
Okay.
So whomever, you know, paddle was up that matches that number is the winner.
Gotcha.
Yes.
So how many items will you do through the course of the auction?
Oh, we probably had 47 rounds, I think. 47 rounds. Mm-hmm. Not only that, we have mystery bags, too.
Okay.
Last year, we had 45 mystery bags that we sold for $10.
Okay.
But in the mystery bags, the value was at least 20 or over.
Okay.
And they were sold in under 15 minutes.
I believe that.
So, and that was 47. And we opened it up and boom, they were just all gone. They really are a good deal. And dinner is provided. So there's an entry fee of $25. And that includes your whole dinner.
Okay.
We have a dessert bar this year, which is going to be really awesome. And we're doing a special paddle, which I'm not going to go into today. That's for a later time. But we have a very exciting twist to our quarter auction this year.
So just
stay tuned on Facebook. And when we come back to visit here, we're going to introduce everybody to our surprise twist quarter auction.
I got you.
We're very excited.
I would imagine through the course of the evening, then the energy level kind of comes up and goes down and comes up.
Yes.
I mean, that's 47 times. Like, hey, you got a chance to win. Oh, you missed it that time. Here comes the next one.
That's right.
But literally, like a dollar bid might be the steepest bid?
Yeah. We don't have very high bids. That's the whole purpose of it, is we want people to be able to afford to bid everything.
Yeah.
And, you know, and you're getting something. It's donated to us, so you're getting it for sometimes for 1 quarter.
Now, so do I literally need to have a couple rolls of quarters in my
pocket?
Yes,
you bring quarters. We actually sell quarters as well. And you can have more than one paddle. So we have some people that have
double fisted.
We had one woman that had 4 paddles.
My husband was holding up 3 last year.
Yes.
So.
Yes.
Okay, that raises another question. Like one hand, and then
you can hold them all in
third
one
paddle.
Hand.
Oh, in the mouth. Okay, I got you. I wasn't sure how that was going
to
work.
You can tape them to your hat.
Okay.
There's all kinds of
ways. I got you. And so with the recenter, I mean, the more the merrier. That place is big.
Yes.
Should be able to get a lot of people in there.
Yes. And the food is being provided by Rise Christian Church. They provided the meal last year. And I'm not sure what the meal is yet. Last year we had a Mexican food.
Nice.
So not sure what their plans are on this year. But they handle all that part of it. And they do an excellent job.
Okay. So we got to register for that, I'm sure.
Yes.
How do I do that?
Yes. We will be releasing your online link, right, on Thursday.
Okay.
Yep.
And if someone is not an online person, they can call us and they can come into the center. We'll make sure they get signed up no matter what.
But what if I just walk up that day? Is that doable or you'd rather not do that?
We may have some open tickets, possibly.
Okay.
We haven't gone that far yet. Now, last year we weren't able to do that because of our limited space. We do have extra space this year, so that may be a possibility.
Okay. So just keep an eye on the Facebook page. Mm-hmm. That's the best. So the link will open Thursday.
Yep.
And the event is actually when?
April the 23rd. Doors will open at 5, and the quarter auction starts exactly at 6 o'clock.
Okay.
We're going to have a chance for people to earn some early entry, and there's some little perks for that, and that's our exciting part that we're going to announce later.
Okay. Well, I'm intrigued, I got to tell you. And for folks that want to make a donation, whether it's a basket full of goodies or a gift cards or something else,
please stop by the Lookup Center. If you want to call and arrange, we can actually come pick it up. But you're welcome to stop by. We're there every day, Monday through Thursday from 8 till 4, and then Friday from 8 to 12.
Okay, and for folks that are uninitiated, the Lookup Center is where?
It is at 50 O'Bannon Avenue, right off the O'Bannon exit off Route 16,
okay.
Formerly the Hazelwood School.
Okay.
And you won't miss us. It's a big brick building.
Look for the cool parking lot, right?
That's right.
Okay, good stuff. Ladies, it's great to see you. Messy bun and all. That's Kirsten Santos and Sheila Klesich from the Lookup Center. We've got more fun coming on Friday. The Talk of the Town show will be talking Newark City Schools, so hope you'll join us then on Buckeye Country 94.3 Western Licking County.